from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, our guest comes to us from Edmonton, Alberta. Singer, songwriter, and performer, Kaylee Jade is in our spotlight. She brings us a mix of pop folk, and she has just released her debut EP years ago. She'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. And I'm going to turn it up. You ready? It all starts in 60 seconds. Support for today's program comes from The Coming of the Blessin' was created and written for and by Native women in partnership with the March of Dimes. Find tips on how to include friends, grandmothers, and elders, and your partner within your circle of support to have a healthy pregnancy. For a free copy and more helpful resources, visit marchofdimes.org/blessin. And the World's Strongest Lock Company, First Nation owned and operated. Find them on the web at worldstrongestlock.com. And at Animal Res Q, we give you the opportunity to use our affordable cost animal services. We believe that Native nations and our animal kingdoms will flourish and sustain one another. At animalresq.org and find out all the details. All right, here we go. Kaylee Jade, Highway 16.
Days like this, I want to drive away.
To go and the gas to get there. Sunlight.
brand new Kaylee Jade, Highway 16. She'll be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, Angel Berry Bowl, Wish We Were Older. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Take your place.
Music from Chase Martin off his Rainbow World album. He'll be in our spotlight in a few weeks coming up. All right, Leah Bell, title track, this is Shine. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Little girl, my blue checkered dress, acoustic by my side, and the woods past. See my name in lights, dreams coming true. Mama looking at me saying, I'm proud of you. Daddy's boy.
That's brand new music from Herbie Barnes, Spoken in the Tear. Hey, quick mention, right now you can text me anytime you want at the Two Buffalo Studios talking text line, 936 Natives, 936-628-4837. Let me know where you're at, what station you're listening to. I need to know. All right, John McLeod, Peyote Jim.
It was early one morning, driving through the pass. Though the rain was falling sideways through the old Chevy's looking glass, and I saw him stumble, so I thought I'd let him in. Well, he looked down beaten as he climbed into that cab, and he stuck out his hand, and I gave it a tap. And a smile on his face when he saw an Indian brother. Peyote Jim, that's what they called him. Eyes as black as a cloud before you hear the thunder. And boy, he makes you wonder. The reason for your blues in the smooth side of the moon that we both travel to. The moon that we both travel to. Oh, oh, yeah. Peyote Jim, that's what they called him. Peyote Jim, that's what we called him. Peyote Jim.
Child like you walking in pain. singing our pain.
Music from Mike Byrne and Carry Me Home. I want to invite you over to our homepage, indigenousandmusicandarts.org, and check out our virtual art gallery. We got a lot going on over there. Quite a few artists, too, to feature, to show off. All right, here's music now from the Deeds. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Step, you're doing like you do, just moving to the beat of your own shoes. The universe is knocking at your door, you just take your time. Yeah, you take your time. Knew that this was coming for so long. You pay your dues and you give away your soul. And they say, let's go, son, we're taking you and your style. Well, you go with a smile. Yeah, you go with a
takes over you and tears right through your heart like nothing else do. You do that to me, baby. You do that to me. Now I'ma tell you one thing that you better believe. You fit me just like a glove. Just like a glove. You fit me just like a glove. Like a glove. Don't wanna be lonely. I want to be true. And when the night falls, I'm coming home to you. Gonna give it to you, baby. You gonna give it to me.
That was music from QVLN, Like a Glove. We're gonna take a short break, and when we return, our guest, Kaylee Jade, will be in the spotlight. Support for Indigenous and Music Spotlight with Kaylee Jade comes from World's Strongest Lock. In these unpredictable times, we can't take anything for granted, especially the security of our home and our business. Unbreakable and so secure, they're virtually impossible to breach. The only way these keys will ever open is with the exclusive World's Strongest Keys, specially created for each one of them. First Nation owned and operated. Find them on the web at worldstrongestlock.com. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, our guest comes to us from Edmonton, Alberta. Singer, songwriter, and performer, Kaylee Jade is in our spotlight. She brings us a mix of pop folk and has just released her debut EP years ago. She's been working hard. Let's find out all about it. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Kaylee Jade. Hi, Kaylee.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm doing well down here, Sarasota. How is Alberta? Edmonton treating you up there?
It's good. Yeah, I live just outside of Edmonton. It's a little chilly today. We got a little bit of snow last night, but weathering out the lockdown as best as we can.
Yeah. What's the weather like today?
It's not too bad. A little bit windy. It's about like 2 degrees Celsius, minus 2 degrees Celsius.
Good. Staying warm. Stay inside.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it's your first visit. It's your first visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about you, and then we'll jump into the new album. So go right ahead, Kaylee.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, so I'm a folk pop, indie pop singer-songwriter based out of Edmonton. I'm also a recent graduate of the University of Alberta's BFA acting program.
Nice.
So I also do acting for theater and film. Working on a new musical right now. I'm also a visual artist, so kind of have my hands in a lot of different pots, I guess, in a way.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, came out with my debut EP.
Mm-hmm. And you graduated? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, definitely. Now, did they let you sing while you were in school?
Did they let me sing? Yeah, well, we did get to sing for a while there, but then they were like, singing is now not allowed. So.
Sure.
So
now,
on that.
How old were you when you started to sing? How old were you when you grabbed your first mic?
Oh my gosh, I was singing. Well, I mean, the classic. I was singing from when I could begin talking, but it's kind of true. Like, we had a karaoke machine when I was really little.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of, as soon as I started to learn how to read, I kind of learned how to do karaoke. So I've been singing for a long time.
Wow. And now let's talk about the new album. It's great. Good music.
Yeah.
And I've been playing it since you released your first song.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. So tell us how it all started.
Yeah, I started writing it a couple years ago. I think Bittersweet was actually the first track that I wrote a couple years ago. And then I finally decided it was time to sit down and put some stuff out in the world. So Years Ago was born, released the first single in January of this year, and then the whole album came out in May.
And who's on your team? You have some key players?
Yeah. I record with Velveteen Music here in Edmonton, and on that record, Brad Simons and Randor Lynn produced it. And then we used Brad Smith for mixing and Ruben Ghost for mastering. So good. Really great team out here.
Sounds really good, too. I've been listening all day. Really like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So do you write all your own music?
Yeah, I do write all my own songs. I do have some help. Lyra Hunter and Matthew Derbyshire sometimes will come in and kind of help me work out the music side of things, because I'm more of a poet than the arrangement side of stuff. But I do write all my own stuff.
And what do you sing about?
A lot of love songs. A lot of my songs are based on relationships and all of the, mm-hmm. the trials and tribulations and all of the joy that can come out of relationships, both with love, but with friendships too. Like, I really value family and friends, so those are things that I often write about.
Sure. Nice. Now, and do you play instruments?
Yeah, I do. I play guitar and piano and ukulele.
Wow, way cool. Now I know what to listen for. There she is. I was reading you performed with the Edmonton Pops Orchestra. What was that like?
That was actually really fun. I worked with the lead of that in a play, actually. I did a musical with them, and then they kind of invited me to do some vocals for them for one of their shows, and it was a lot of fun.
So you learned.
I guess like working in musicals as more of an actor, it's kind of gave me a little bit of training on how to work with an orchestra, but it was a lot of fun. I had a great time.
Wow. So, and who was your musical inspiration growing up? Who did you jam to?
Oh my gosh. You know what? I actually listened to a lot of country music growing up. My mom's a big country fan. So a lot of Carrie Underwood and Taylor Swift were like my very, very early inspirations.
Sure. And then you did the karaoke to play it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Celine Dion had a lot of like 80s songs that I used to sing. It's kind of funny.
Oh yeah. Right on. Well, hey, what's your fan base like? You're young and you're just starting.
Yeah. It's been a huge challenge with COVID building my fan base, because I haven't been able to really connect with any of them in person since January. I played a really great sold out release party 4 years ago in January, like locally here in Edmonton. Had a lot of support from family and friends and like new fans too. But since then it's been really interesting trying to navigate how to grow your fan base while being stuck inside all day.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Spotify, being able to see the numbers, who's listening from where, like that's been really cool. With all of the streaming platforms, they have that insight info. So I know that people are listening out there somewhere in the world. It's just like a matter of connecting with people.
Well, we'll be putting your name out there. We'll be playing it.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Kaylee, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
I do have a website, kayleejade.com. So my name is spelled K-A-E-L-E-Y. And then Jade is in the cool green rock .com. So you can find me there. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, and all the other good social media platforms.
Right on. I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Kaylee Jade. She is featured in our current issue of the Say magazine. Stop by our homepage and read all about her. You can find her and hear her music on our homepage at kayleejade.com. Kaylee, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, keep me posted. Your career is just starting. I'm going to make sure I keep my eye on you for sure.
Yeah, I sure will. I have a new song coming out in the new year, so I'll be sure to tell you all about it.
Sweet. We're going to play you a track, the title track from Kaylee. Here is Years Ago.
Why do you do this to me?
That was music from Kaylee Jade, and that was the title track, Years Ago. In case you're just tuning in, Kaylee was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Music from Samantha Crane, Pastime, off her Small Death album. Hey, quick mention, if you missed part of today's show and you want to hear the whole show, you can find us all the time on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and SoundCloud. All right, Darren Jeffrey, Desire.
I built a fire and danced it burning for you. I'm walking. You're my best friend. been so confused. I love, I desire to be again. You're my fire. There's nothing I wouldn't do for you. You flame my fire. And I'm still in love with you.
I love
you.
But still feel hopelessly alone. We talk all the time and though mostly on the phone. I'll never cross that line, but a man can dream. I'm on fire and my desire's like gasoline. That I sweat when I miss you and it's burning me down. We can turn this around, but I can't turn away. And burn to the ground, desire won't burn away. 1,000 pictures, a million words to say. And I've been feeling like this ever since I saw you. Out in L.A., that's why I'm feeling California. It's not just the beach and the sun, I'm the one. I'm back in a heartbeat if you need me to come. See, I love her to death, still love you to life. Either way I'ma pay, it's gonna come with a price. And that's such a bitter pill, but still, it's bittersweet. Higher than Josephine, but still within my reach.
Nothing I wouldn't do for you. You flame my fire. And I'm still in love with you. And I'm still in love with you. I'm still in love with you.
There's a song in my heart, comes from someplace deep and dark. There's a song in my heart, and it takes me the long way home. I took the long way home, I didn't want the day to end. I woke up to a rainbow and went looking for the other end. And I went looking for the other end. There's a song in my bones, makes me ramble, makes me roam. There's a song in my bones, it guides me when I'm on my own. I take the long way home, I don't want the day to end. I wake up to the rainbow and go looking for the other end. And I go looking for the other end. Long way home, long way home, my friend. I take the long way, the long way. I take the long way home, yeah. I take the long way home. Well, there's a rhythm in my feet, toes are tapping, keeping a beat. There's a rhythm in my feet, taking me the long way home. I took the long way home, I didn't want the day to end. I woke up to a rainbow, found gold at the other end, and found gold at the other end. There's a song in my soul, makes me happy, makes me whole. There's a song in my soul, taking me the long way home.
That's music from Esther Pinnell, Long Way Home. Hey, quick mention. You can always get a hold of me. Email me anytime at larry@indigenousandmusic.com and I'll email you back. And now you can text us at the Two Buffalo Studios talking text line, 936-NATIVES, 936-628-4837. Book us up. All right, here's Iskwe, The Unforgotten. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Visit our new Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network on our YouTube channel. We now have over 500 videos. This is where we make our family connections, a place that can be utilized for generations to come. Visit YouTube and search for the Indigenous Mentor and Leadership Network. Come visit us and subscribe today.
Become a member of the Indigenous in Music and Arts community. We have a variety of membership levels. Visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and click on the link to become a member. Your support helps Indigenous in Music and Arts and its programs. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
The support for Indigenous in Music and Arts comes from listeners just like you. Your donation will support our new online virtual gallery. Visit and discover all the new artists that are featured quarterly. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and please click to donate.
Visit us on our homepage, indigenousinmusicandarts.org. We have a lot going on.
Calling all dancers.
All right, DJ Shub, calling all dancers. music from DJ Shub, brand new off his War Club album that he's going to be in our
Native
spotlight.
Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.